This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Alferez, A-L-F-E-R-E-Z, first name Eric, E-R-I-C, date of birth May 18, 1979, date of evaluation August 29, 2023, the chief complaint, 44-year-old male seen for disability evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 44-year-old male who developed dizziness, shortness of breath on April 17, 2023. He was seen at Seton Medical Center and told he had mild coronary artery disease. He underwent left heart catheterization and was found to have three-vessel disease, period. He underwent four-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting April 19, 2023, period. He stated that he was discharged 6 days later but developed back pain and shoulder pain. He then went to the emergency room and he was found to have pericardial effusion. He underwent pericardial syntesis June of 2023, period. He was then seen on June 26, 2023 at UCSF, period. He required further pericardial syntesis. He was again evaluated July 8 to 21 for recurrent back pain. The patient reports back pain, which is severe, period. He has no associated symptoms, period. His past medical history, coronary artery disease, next number, tobaccoism, next number, low back pain, next number, sleep disorder. The past surgical history, four-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting, next number, status post pericardial syntesis, medications, anakinra, A-N-A-K-I-N-R-A, 100 milligrams of Q daily, Narco 5/325 PRN, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN, colchicine 0.6 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams HS, aspirin 81 milligrams on daily, ezetimibe ETIMIBE 10 milligrams HS, Antoprazole 40 milligrams on daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, acetaminophen 335 milligrams PRN, clopidogrel 75 milligrams on daily, Prazodone 100 milligrams HS, allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, an uncle had a hole in his heart, social history, patient reports history of smoking, he further reports history of alcohol use, review of systems, musculoskeletal, neck, he has stiffness and decreased range of motion, psychiatric, insomnia, endocrine, he has cold intolerance, review of systems otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, blood pressure 106/71, pulse 83, respiratory rate 18, height 70.5 inches, weight 216.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Respiratory chest demonstrates a midline scar. There is otherwise normal excursion. Lungs are decreased. Correction, lungs reveal decreased breath sounds, period. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, but normal S1 and S2. No S3 or S4 noted. No murmurs noted. However, there is decreased intensity of the heart sounds, period. The abdomen is noted to be mildly obese. No masses or tendon is noted, period. Extremities, left forearm reveals a low heel scar, period. Impression, 44-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, that is post full vessel coronary artery bypass grafting, reporting history of pericardial effusion, period. The patient is noted underwent surgery in April of 2023. Currently, he is experiencing no symptoms of angina or congestive heart failure, period. He has symptoms consistent with functional New York Heart Association class 2, period. He is able to perform sedentary type activity. He is unable to perform activities requiring significant lifting or pushing, period. An addendum, the patient was referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram on August 30, 2023 revealed left ventricular ejection fraction 50-55%. There is abnormal septal motion consistent with post-operative state. Right ventricle is mildly enlarged. RV systolic function is moderately impaired, period. There is grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, period. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, period. Mild mitral regurgitation is present, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation present, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation present, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.